time for me to speak to my next guest, who is Shireen Richter. She is a laughter and therapy coach, and we're going to be talking about her participation in Limud and the sessions that she is going to be presenting. I believe one is going to be Sacred Vibrations, a sound journey into the stillness of Shabbat, and the second one being the Human Reset, which may or may not have more to do with her day job. But we're going to get into it right now. Shireen Richter, thank you for being with me on Chai FM.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So just out of interest, because I'm a hell of a Limud fan, have you kind of been involved with it or associated with it for some time? Is this your first foray? What's your story with Limud?
It's the second time I've been. I actually did two workshops last year at Limud, and I absolutely loved it. And yeah, so this is my second time.
Okay, awesome. I hope to be there, and I'll make a point of introducing myself to you. So let's talk about what it is you're going to be doing this year. The Sacred Vibrations and Human Reset. For people who are hearing those titles and thinking, okay, what on earth is this? Describe to me a little bit about what you're offering specifically. Specifically, the Sacred Vibrations.
So the Sacred Vibrations is the workshop that I'm going to be running to take people into Shabbos. And it's part of my Human Reset system that I'm teaching and training on, which came from almost 20 years of running laughter and happiness workshops and all my learning and experience. And I think that we're at a time in history, in the world, in our lives, where people are just not coping. We are dealing with so much stress and so many pressures. And what people need more than anything is to learn how to be resilient and to have real life tools that they can use to reset themselves when they're not feeling so good. And I think that's the one thing that all of us need and all of us don't have. And through my experience and my learning and my teaching, I've put something together that really can help people shift the way they feel. So the sound vibrations is, I have these beautiful crystal bowls. They are singing bowls, and all people have to just lie down, close their eyes, listen to the most beautiful sound, which is healing, which is therapeutic. We're going to do some humming, which is toning the vagal nerve. People who don't know what that is, that's the nerve that kind of runs into your stomach, the second brain that works when we're overloaded and stressed. And we're going to tone that to help people chill and relax and kind of just go within. It's a really incredible feeling, and the sound from the bowls is so powerful that it just relaxes the body and causes the central nervous system to calm down.
If we were really on Zoom right now, you would see me smiling from ear to ear, but like the biggest massive smile you can imagine, because I've done the sound bath thing at the gym once or twice before. I'm assuming that it's somewhat similar in terms of what it aims to do. I don't know if the sound's the same or not, but my problem with it was, is it's so damn relaxing, I fell asleep, so I don't really remember too much about it. Do you find that happens to people, that they get so catatonically exhausted they just pass out?
That's exactly the point. And there's a whole lot of science behind it, which is amazing, because sound is healing and sound vibrations are healing. So sometimes you fall asleep, which is great because the sound vibrations still do their job. But the point and intention is to put you into theta state, which is a brainwave state where you are relaxed, where you can go into healing state, and where your central nervous system can calm down. So if you don't fall asleep, a lot of people become introspective. A lot of people kind of can hear themselves think and breathe and talk for a minute. And that's really important. The world just slows down and keeps quiet for a little.
I can vouch for that. I can tell you, though, that I did think a lot about where I was going to go, terrified that I was going to start snoring in front of all these people. I mean, that was truly one of my greatest concerns at the time. But then before I knew it, I was gone out with the lights, and I didn't know if I was snoring or not. And everybody was really polite enough not to say anything if I was. So, yeah, this is exciting stuff you're doing. Now, here's the controversial question. This is all very sort of Eastern philosophy, esoteric-y stuff. How's this tying in with like Judaism, Shabbat, and Halakha?
Okay, so it's absolutely not tying in with Eastern philosophy, because if you go back to King David and the harp, they used the harp before he used to prophesize, before he used to write Tehillim, when they did healing. So music has always been used in Judaism. If you even go back to before they went into the sea, Miriam and all her tambourines and the ladies with their tambourines, music is really essential to Judaism. You think of niguns, which is a meditative trance. And in fact, some interesting research is that except for Moshe, all the prophets used to listen to music to put them into a meditative trance before they used to talk to Hashem and prophesize and channel messages. So music is really one of the most connecting things. If you think of a shul service, we sing, you have a chazan, you have a choir. Music is such a big part of Judaism.
It makes absolutely perfect sense, actually. It's funny how you come to an interview like that with your own kind of baggage on your shoulders. I was so convinced that it was esoteric kind of Buddhist stuff. And it's not.
Yes.
It's not. That's what you're telling
me. Not at all. Think of the harp. The harp and David. That goes back to, you know, to the beginning of time.
No, and understanding that sense of relaxation, which it definitely does give you, I would imagine, going into Shabbat, like the transition from this into Shabbat just takes you in the most spiritually cleansed manner possible.
Absolutely. And one of the things about Shabbos is a day of rest. But what does that really mean? It's a day of resting our minds, resting our hearts, just getting away from the noise that we're exposed to. And this really is an amazing way to get into Shabbos where you can just breathe.
No, I
it's
get
like
that.
You can just let the world go. You know, how many people just give themselves 45 minutes to have some quiet, introspective downtime without any noise, any social media? We're overloaded with information at the moment, you know, with stimulation. And this is really just downtime.
So Shireen, we've spoken about the vibrations. Now let's talk about the reset. What happens in that session?
So the Human Reset is a program that I've been developing and work with a lot in corporates. And it's really about saying, how do I reset myself despite what's happening outside? So despite what's going on in the world, you know, financially, things are stressful, the traffic, children issues, spouse issues, job issues, you name it. Everybody's sitting with a whole pile of stuff that they're trying to deal with. And we just don't have the skills or the tools to shift the way we feel. And everything is based on how we feel. Because when you're feeling stressed, it makes you feel tired. You don't have energy. It puts you in a negative state of mind. You might be snappy to other people. And it's very hard. You can't think yourself into a good mood. You can't think yourself into a better state of being if you're not feeling great. You can say to yourself 100 times, I feel happy. But if you're not feeling happy, you're not feeling happy. But what I do is use scientifically proven methods that actually you feel the shift. They actually work on biochemical and physiological shifts and change in the body, where you really will feel the difference. And there are simple, easy things to do. You know, people say, I don't have time. How can I incorporate this into my life? Well, I can teach you breathing techniques you can do in the car. I can teach you how to hum to tone your vagal nerve. I can teach you how to use laughter to get your brain to, you know, fill your body with endorphins. So basically, it's interactive because you can't listen to someone talking about happiness or shifting. If you want to shift, you've got to feel it. So people can come. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're not going to need pen and paper. And really what they'll do is they'll learn some incredible life skills, which are all science-backed, but it's basically a human reset. It will give them the skills that they can take into the world and use when they wake up and they're having a bad day or sitting in the traffic or sitting at the office and something hits them and they need to shift themselves. This is the human reset.
The sexist question, are men open to this at all?
Absolutely,
Really?
absolutely.
Really?
I think they're not as willing to admit it,
Yeah, 'cause,
but I think especially in our community, men are carrying huge burdens right now. I mean, you know, when you look at suicide rates and you look at rates of depression and how many people are on some kind of anti-anxiety or anti, you know, depressive medication, I think it's almost men are afraid to talk about it because maybe it'll make them feel weak, but it's done in a way that's non-invasive. It's not embarrassing. They're not going to feel silly. They're just going to be sitting on a chair, and it's a lot of fun. But one thing I can tell the listeners is that the person that starts in that session will not be the same person who ends. You will feel the shift, and you will walk out feeling 100% different.
You know, I don't know if you've seen this reel that's doing the rounds on Instagram. She is a Scottish woman. She has found a Yiddish song sung by a Miami group, and she gets into it and she sings it in the car, the likes of which it's unbridled joy in a way that is difficult to explain. I've watched this thing probably about 14 times already at an absolute minimum. We're going to try and get her on the show here as well. But it just struck me that to see somebody's unbridled joy is, number one, infectious. That's on the one hand. In addition to that, to see somebody who's not Jewish revel in something which is so unbelievably Jewish is just so unbelievably culturally affirming right now when we are all feeling so incredibly vulnerable and, dare I say it, even disliked on some particular level. It seems like now more than ever, it's important to laugh and be joyous and enjoy what it is
I
that we
think
have.
so. And kind of part of what I teach is that you don't need to be happy or joyful because of things that have happened. It's actually a choice on how you want to live your life. And I mean, I'm sitting now in Israel, sitting in Haifa, and I can tell you after what's happened last night, my cousin called and said, "Have you got the alarm on your phone? Are you
No,
sure
I was
you're okay?
wondering.
You're right by the port." And but you come here, and even with all of that, one of the most incredible things for me being here is how alive people are. And I think that that is a choice. You know, you can choose to wake up and put your best foot forward and put a smile on your face or not. And choice is creation, because every single moment of every day, you're choosing how to act and how to talk and how to dress and what to do. And all of those choices add up into minutes and hours and days. And then it's your life. And if you want a different life, you have to be able to have the awareness to firstly know how you are and choose differently, react differently, respond differently, exist differently in your world. And we've never been taught that. We go to school and university and we learn maths and science and English and all those kind of things. And nobody ever teaches us. How do we change the way we feel when we're feeling bad? How do we make ourselves feel better? How do we get resilient? Those are life skills that we need to learn, and no one's taught us.
Shereen, we're going to leave it there. That was a joyous discussion. Thank you for bringing some light into the afternoon here today. We look forward to seeing you at Limud, South Africa.